What's down, y'all? Welcome back to Knowledge Junkie Podcast. It's KJ, and today I'm going to speak on endurance. I'm going to first start off with what I learned from Thomas Call. He said, endurance is patience concentrated. And as I looked at this advice, it eventually led me to realizing that I always had something that needed to be worked on. So I stayed conscious of knowing that I had bigger fish to fry, meaning that I couldn't let no minor situation get the best of me, even if the situation seemed overwhelming at the time. You know, another thing, like the reality of finding satisfaction through my work was also something that I continue to strive for, because after learning from John Wooden, you know, the former UCLA head coach, he said that winning takes talent. To repeat, it takes character. And one of the ways that I plan on capitalizing on character was I always wanted to make sure that my content or my craft or whatever I was creating at the time, like it did more helping than harming people. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to make sure like everything I did was beneficial and somebody could at least learn something from. And the next thing is, you know, I also learned from Caroline Gosen that entrepreneurship is a muscle and winning is an endurance game. And then I realized how I had no choice but to continually strive through tough times if I wanted to be massively successful or if I wanted to one day, you know what I'm saying, mean something to people. And a few of the last things I want to speak on, you know, since I became aware of Abraham Lincoln philosophy that said, I learn from everybody, even if it's sometimes not what to do. Like, from that moment, I realized how necessary it was for me to appreciate everyone who came around me, because I plan on trying my best to find some type of valuable information out of the situation, which was another sign of endurance, because I always felt like my patience was concentrated. And I spoke on Robert Greene in my last episode, but it's another thing I learned from Robert Greene. He said, what makes people successful is their degree of motivation. When you are motivated, when you feel emotionally engaged in the subject, you learn faster. And he finished off by saying, would it take somebody 10 years to learn, you could learn it too. I'm going to say that again, what I learned from Robert Greene. He said, what makes people successful is their degree of motivation. When you are motivated, when you feel yourself emotionally engaged in the subject, you learn faster. And he finished off by saying, would it take somebody 10 years to learn, you can learn it too. And to finish it off, you know, this gave me so much confirmation on why being committed to my craft day in and day out was so important. You know, and another valuable lesson that I did learn was when after going after a goal, it's like it was simple but not easy. And the simple part was knowing exactly what I wanted and setting specific goals to get there. I mean, making specific steps to get there. But the not so easy part was tapping into my own willpower and doing what was necessary. And that's where endurance came to play a huge role in the situation. So if it was any advice that I wanted to get to my audience out there, I just want to let y'all know that just try to stay focused as possible whenever you're trying to go after something that you really want, in terms of not overwhelming with yourself. In terms of not overwhelming yourself with things to do, because whether you realize it or not, like, you're going to have to make time for your dreams or make time for whatever it is you want to come true, because, like, nothing happens overnight. And even though I continually worked on my craft to the point where I felt like I was suffering, I always remember the saying that adversity really exposes a lot about yourself. How you deal with challenges. So as I look back on most of my toughest situations I had to deal with in life, I realized how it was more challenging than chasing my dreams. And eventually, I got through it, but I feel more better after chasing my dream, because I know that I actually have a reward coming if I just stay persistent with whatever it is I'm trying to achieve. That's all I had to speak on today. Tomorrow I'm going to speak on patience. I just want to appreciate everybody for listening. It's KJ.